Thanks for spending time with us. People who are fixated on optimizing their personal health are pursuing travel activities that they hope will help them stay healthier for longer. It's part of a broader interest in longevity that often extends beyond traditional medicine. Here's this weekend's Nicole Murray.
So here to talk about the longevity vacation, poolside lounging with an IV drip, Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Janin. So let's start with the basics. What is a longevity vacation?
So it really runs the gamut. There are some more typically what you might associate with sort of a spa or a wellness vacation. And all of this is sort of set against a really booming market for global wellness tourism, which is actually expected to surpass $1 trillion in 2024, according to an estimate from the nonprofit Global Wellness Institute. So, some of these things you might think about, detoxification massages or longevity facials. They may use special ingredients but be more typically associated with spa treatments you might ordinarily think of. Others, they're more medical. Some of these resorts are now offering anything from intravenous infusions to ozone therapy to stem cell therapy. And then others are more lifestyle focused and sort of centered around, seminars and discussions about learning the secrets from centenarians. And that's, sort of based on this excitement around Blue Zones and the sort of Blue Zone Netflix hit series.
Okay. I'm scared to ask this, but what kind of a price tag does some of this stuff come with?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, really a lot of the resorts that are implementing this are more on the higher end. They're catering to wealthier travelers for the most part, just like many standalone longevity clinics that aren't associated with resorts or travel do.
Yeah.
An individual sort of one-off treatment could cost anywhere from, I would say, we saw prices ranging from the high 100s to, $1,200 for ozone therapy, $1,800 for an early detection cancer test, which one resort is offering. Packages, including a multi-day package at the Four Seasons Resort Maui, focused on longevity, will cost about $44,000.
Wow.
So it runs the gamut. My colleague who covers travel spoke to one travel company that's prioritizing longevity now. They arranged a $250,000 week-long vacation for a family of three to Okinawa, which is one of these, blue zones that focused on sort of meditation and cooking classes, sort of dedicated to the secrets of centenarians. So more on the high end.
I would have imagined so. That's exactly why I was scared to ask that. Can I ask what medical professionals are saying about this?
Yeah, so it's interesting. For the most part, especially those that are operating within the U.S., you've got certified practitioners administering the more medical treatments. So registered nurses, nurse practitioners, a lot of times these resorts will have sort of one or two MDs, too, that are sort of overseeing the process. Those in traditional medicine, for the most part, say travelers should be really wary of the promises and the purported effects of these treatments. They say they're very, very unlikely to be FDA approved. Some of them that are more invasive, those that involve, puncturing the skin, like an IV, stem cell therapy, these also carry a degree of risk, right? The treatment, sort of the vitamins or the compounds that are in the therapies could interact with travelers' medications that they're already taking. There's the risk of contamination or infection when you're puncturing the skin. And again, reiterating that they're very unlikely to be FDA approved, which means there's just very little to no oversight. So you're sort of leaving it up to, the discretion of the resort's spa managers and the resorts themselves to determine, what compounding pharmacies are they maybe getting some of these things from. And, even if consumers know that there's a degree of risk, it's hard for them to know what questions to ask.
Yeah.
They preach caution across the board.
That's this weekend's Nicole Murray with Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Janin. Coming up next, why oil prices are rising.